Unit 5. Chinese versus English.
中英文之争.
Part 1. Listening comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are five recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
Are you catching the 12:50 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question, what are the two persons talking about?
You will read,
A. New York City. B. An evening party. C. An air trip. D. The man's job.
From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin.
1. Can you speak English?
Yes. Besides English, I can also speak French and German.
Question. How many languages can the man speak?
Two. In my opinion, Chinese will be more important than English in the future.
I can't agree more.
Question. What can you learn from the conversation? Three. What are you studying in college?
I'm majoring in Chinese, and English is also an important course that we must learn.
Question. What do you learn from the conversation?
Four. How did your English exam go?
I couldn't feel better about it. The questions were very fair, and I could answer all of them.
Question. What did the man feel about the exam? Five. Do you think it's possible for you to help me with my English today?
I'd love to, but I've got a pretty tight schedule today.
Question. What will the man possibly do today? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are two recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
I've been learning English for a long time, but I still can't speak English well. I really get discouraged.
Take your time. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Can you give me any suggestions?
Okay. English is becoming an international language. It's really important. But like everything else, you really need to practice and practice before you can speak it well.
How?
Well, let me take something for instance. You know when people first learn to drive a car, they can't do it well. They'll make a lot of mistakes. They may step on the gas when it's time to stop the car. But that's natural. That happens to everyone.
I know what you mean.
Learning English is just like driving a car. All you have to do is practice, and don't be afraid of making mistakes. because the more mistakes you make, the quicker you can learn English well.
It's easy to say, but hard to do.
Just take your time. I'm always glad to help, and don't forget that language is not about those words or grammar rules. Cultural background plays a vital role.
Thanks for your advice.
You're welcome.
Question 6. What suggestions does the man give the woman?
Question 7. What does the man compare learning English to?
Question 8. What plays an important role in language learning, according to the man? I've been learning English for a long time, but I still can't speak English well. I really get discouraged.
Take your time. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Can you give me any suggestions?
Okay. English is becoming an international language. It's really important. But like everything else, you really need to practice and practice before you can speak it well.
How?
Well, let me take something for instance. You know, when people first learn to drive a car, they can't do it well. They'll make a lot of mistakes. They may step on the gas when it's time to stop the car. But that's natural. That happens to everyone.
I know what you mean.
Learning English is just like driving a car. All you have to do is practice, and don't be afraid of making mistakes. Because the more mistakes you make, the quicker you can learn English well.
It's easy to say, but hard to do.
Just take your time. I'm always glad to help, and don't forget that language is not about those words or grammar rules. Cultural background plays a vital role.
Thanks for your advice.
You're welcome.
Question 6. What suggestions does the man give the woman?
Question 7. What does the man compare learning English to?
Question 8. What plays an important role in language learning, according to the man? Conversation 2.
The weather is so great today. Do you have any idea for what we can do?
You're so right. We can't waste our time sitting indoors.
Let's go down to the supermarket, get some food, and then go to the park and practice our English.
Sounds like a great idea. Only one small problem, though.
What's that?
No cash, no greenback, no bill.
That's actually not a small problem.
Maybe we can just go to the park and sit there, chatting in English anyway.
Sounds fine to me, but I know I will get hungry later.
We will cross that bridge when we come to it.
Question 9. What did the man and the woman plan to do at first?
Question 10. What problem do they have?
The weather is so great today. Do you have any idea for what we can do?
You're so right. We can't waste our time sitting indoors.
Let's go down to the supermarket, get some food, and then go to the park and practice our English.
Sounds like a great idea. Only one small problem, though.
What's that?
No cash, no greenback, no bill.
That's actually not a small problem.
Maybe we can just go to the park and sit there, chatting in English anyway.
Sounds fine to me, but I know I will get hungry later.
We will cross that bridge when we come to it.
Question 9. What did the man and the woman plan to do at first?
Question 10. What problem do they have?
Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase, in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage.
First reading.
Correct spelling is a basic skill in English study, but unfortunately nowadays many students attach less importance to it. According to a recent survey, there is a dramatic increase in the number of the students who can only imitate the pronunciation of a word but cannot spell it correctly. A number of factors can account for this phenomenon. First, the goal of most students to study English is to speak it and pass the exams, so they pay less attention to English writing. Second, our English exams are usually full of multiple choice questions, which makes the students have less practice in spelling. Last but not least, many students are too lazy to memorize English words. With the wide use of electronic devices, such as e-dictionaries and computers, they no longer need to memorize the correct spellings. Since spelling is one of the important factors in English study, due attention should be given to it. I think teachers should emphasize the importance of spelling during teaching. Exams should be modified to compel students to pay more attention to spelling. And students themselves should be aware that correct spelling is a must in English study. Only when the teachers and students work together can we improve the situation.
Question 11. What is a basic skill in English study that students attach less importance to?
Question 12. What is the goal of most students to study English?
Question 13. What is the problem with our English exams?
Question 14. What makes students no longer need to memorize the correct spellings?
Question 15. How can we improve the situation? Second reading.
Correct spelling is a basic skill in English study, but unfortunately nowadays many students attach less importance to it. According to a recent survey, there is a dramatic increase in the number of the students who can only imitate the pronunciation of a word but cannot spell it correctly. A number of factors can account for this phenomenon. First, the goal of most students to study English is to speak it and pass the exams, so they pay less attention to English writing. Second, our English exams are usually full of multiple choice questions, which makes the students have less practice in spelling. Last but not least, many students are too lazy to memorize English words. With the wide use of electronic devices, such as e-dictionaries and computers, they no longer need to memorize the correct spellings. Since spelling is one of the important factors in English study, due attention should be given to it. I think teachers should emphasize the importance of spelling during teaching. Exams should be modified to compel students to pay more attention to spelling. And students themselves should be aware that correct spelling is a must in English study. Only when the teachers and students work together can we improve the situation.
Question 11. What is a basic skill in English study that students attach less importance to?
Question 12. What is the goal of most students to study English?
Question 13. What is the problem with our English exams?
Question 14. What makes students no longer need to memorize the correct spellings?
Question 15. How can we improve the situation?